CMI of the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety.
The information and analysis you need, whether you're a buyer or a seller. This is Radio Real Estate with Windermere Real Estate experts Rick Todd, Julie Brown, and Lyle Sorensen on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate.
Lyle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Radio Real Estate.
How are you?
I'm good.
Where's Rick?
Rick!
Good morning.
There he is, all the way from AZ. I take it you're at spring training, enjoying the sunshine?
Oh, it's so incredible here. I mean, right now, just so beautiful by the pool.
So you're telling us you're not coming back?
It's a toss-up. I mean, it really is. I love you guys, but man, this is pretty amazing.
Rick, just, I drove around with my sunroof open yesterday.
I know, and it was actually raining here, which
what?
Was... Yeah, we were supposed to watch the kind of what they call the Future Stars game here in Peoria with the Mariners against, you know, the Padres Future Stars, and it got rained out.
Wow, that's
nice.
That's a bummer.
You
but
know,
what a
I
cool
took a swim
thing.
In the tub last night.
Oh, you smell good today, Lyle. Oh, goodness.
No patio there. But anyway... Listen, 676-KGMI, 676-5464. It is the third Saturday of the month, and that means
call
you get to play.
Call in. With
you got
your
questions, if you got concerns, if you got, I don't know.
Anything.
Well within real estate related.
Real estate related, exactly.
We will listen to your problems.
Yeah, maybe.
And we'll try and solve them.
Maybe.
We'll listen.
You know what they say, if you can't be a good example, be a good example of a bad example. But let's get to the numbers for this week.
Okay, bring it, Lyle.
New listings.
Oh my gosh, the numbers are really similar.
46, $648,000, $414 a square foot.
Acceptable offers.
Right.
47.
It's pretty balanced. 647.
Closed homes, 43.
The 30-day.
Wow.
30-day look back. You know what's really interesting, though, on that 30-day look back?
Yes.
The average sold for $4,300, almost $4,400 over asking.
Over asking. Over 100%.
Yep. The
wow.
Homes that got acceptable offers this week, though, were kind of better values a little bit, almost 1,900 square feet and $341 a foot. So,
wow.
You know, you can see it happening. I was I'm showing five homes today.
Oh, wow.
To some folks.
Good job.
And one of the homes that was on our list went off the list because,
oh,
guess what happened? It came on the market. They had six showings by noon and three offers by the end of the day, including escalators and all sorts of things. So it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If the home is dialed, if the location's good, and it was really clean, to be honest, I feel like they probably could have gotten a good amount more than they were asking, and I'm not going to disclose where they ended up, but, you know, maybe if a little more patient, you know, maybe pushed it a little bit, they would have got some days on market. But it shows you that if you're dialed in, if things are looking great.
Turnkey.
Yep.
You clean it up.
There's,
get the
there's
cobwebs
people
off.
Out there looking
sweep,
who have money,
low.
Who aren't scared of. Oh, and the winning offer, it went straight to pending. They waived inspection. They did all sorts of stuff.
Did they pay cash or waive?
It was financed,
and so they.
It's a finance pre-approved offer. So there you go.
Wow.
You know, it's hot. There's no question
well,
about it.
There's a colleague in our office who had, actually, I think. Rick maybe talked about this last week. 23 or 24 showings in one afternoon. Was that that one we were talking about before?
Yeah, that's up on the hill in Bellingham.
Yeah.
In that zone. But,
so,
well, I've experienced what you guys have experienced. I had some just phenomenal people fly in from Nebraska. They're moving here. And one of the things is you know, they weren't necessarily, they're kind of looking at homes, but they found the one that just checked every single box. And they went for it, and there was competition. Now, And I just want to let you know, I mean, the competition we were up against was all cash. And we were financed, and these amazing sellers, you know, picked us.
Wow.
And won it. Yeah.
Did you have financing?
Yeah, we had financing, and they were all cash, ready to go. But there was something about.
Did you have a love letter?
The love letter. You just wrote.
Love letters
you wrote
on
a
the
really,
sand.
You wrote a really good offer, is what you did. Hey Rick, really quick with regard to lending, I just want to jump in with the
interest rates. Like, what are the rates?
Yeah,
because everybody's
mortgage,
worried about the rates.
Yeah, quick mortgage moment. Well, first of all, we are roughly at 6.89.
Yep.
Right around 7% across the board.
And those are historically great rates.
It's not bad. And the highest they were back in October. It was roughly 8%, 7.9. So for about 14 weeks, we've been at 6% plus.
In the sixes.
Yeah, in the higher sixes.
You know, here's the thing, though. So, you know, if you wait for the rates to come down, the market's going to get more competitive.
Yep.
So best advice, if you see a home that you like, that you can afford, if you're looking for a home.
You should probably jump in. Yep. It's getting competitive again.
And it's a
great
time to sell because inventory is low. We've only got about 2 months of inventory. It's still a seller's market. We got a call.
Hey, let's go to Doug. Doug is on the line
patiently.
And waiting. Thank you, Doug. Good morning.
Hi. Talk about the price, the cost of selling a residential property.
So Washington State has this awesome thing called excise tax on real estate. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, what kind of percentage after cost should one anticipate profit-wise?
You know, your costs are going to range somewhere between 9 and 10% usually.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, I mean, you've got, you know, if you do a pre-inspection, if you do a pre-inspection and do some repairs and, you know, all the things, you know, it depends on your property. But, you know, I usually just kind of figure somewhere between 9 and 10% is kind of a good safe spot.
As a seller's cost. So you'll have commissions, you'll have excise tax, you'll have recording fees at the county, you'll have an escrow fee. And your real estate professional can provide you with a net sheet. We have a little program in our
it'll give you a good solid ballpark.
It'll
the
give
title
you a good estimate.
Company will give you the dialed one.
Yeah, of course, but that's more toward the end of it.
Yeah.
Because of you'll prorate your taxes, what you've paid and then what is due.
Right.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, can I have a follow-up question?
Sure.
No.
Okay.
Do it, Doug. Just do it, Doug. Don't listen to that, Doug.
Representing a buyer. Is it ethical representing a buyer to also inform the person eventually, in all probability, they'll sell about the cost of selling versus the cost of buying? In other words, appreciation would have to occur to offset the cost of selling.
Yes.
Correct. So do you do that representing a buyer, but do you also discuss the selling aspect down the road?
Oh, sure. You know, here's
absolutely
here's what it comes to, Doug. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're doing a short-term hold, you know, like
2 years,
a couple years or less, what I tell people is the best that you should hope for is to break even.
Yeah.
And you know, if you get, you know, enough appreciation without, unless you're doing a total reno and you're adding a lot of value to the home and you're doing that, you know, the best that you should really hope for is to break even, you know, and sometimes what you may want to factor back into that is value received. And so often people don't do that. If you weren't purchasing a home
or value add,
you'd be renting. Right. And so how much would you have paid for rent over those 24 months? And so, you know, you want to factor that back in as well when you're taking a look at it. But, you know, yeah, I mean, even with the crazy market, that's always been the expectation that I set for my buyers, right? You know, if this is a short-term hold for you, you know, because I've been having questions like, since really I started in real estate over 11 years ago, people would say, Lyle, am I buying at the top of the market? Right. And I got to tell you, the people who were asking me that question back in 2012, 2013, they're laughing today, man.
Yeah.
You know, they're laughing today.
Even
and the truth,
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. The truth is this. If you don't have to sell, if you can afford your payment, you know, the market's going to cycle up and down.
It always does.
The last cycle was about a 10-year cycle. The market's going to cycle up and down, but as long as you can afford it and you like where you live, you got nothing to worry about. Over time, real estate's going to continue likely to appreciate. At least those are the trends that we've seen.
Doug, anything else? Or
you know, I had one realtor say that it doubles every 10 years.
That's a really broad statement.
I think you got to look at the
really broad.
Yeah, I think you got to look at the velocity of money and
there's
the
so
M1
many
and the
well
M2.
And inflation and that's, you know yeah. when you yeah. take
how
all
much
the factors
of,
in and everything. I would not be so presumptuous as to tell you that.
What's that, Doug?
That'd be 10% a year, would it not? $100,000 property in 10 years would be 200. That would be 10% a year.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah, that's a lot of appreciation.
And for the last 10 years, it's been anywhere from literally 6 to 12%, depending on the property, depending on the location. So you could average it around 8 or 9%. If it was a good property. Lyle's shrugging his shoulders at me here.
You know what? It's
just such a broad brush.
If I had a crystal ball.
I know. We'd all, yeah.
I would not be standing here behind a microphone, nor would I be helping people buy and sell real estate. You know, there are so many factors that go into an individual property even, right? I mean, you know, it comes down to did the person maintain their home during their term of ownership, right?
Sure.
You know, or did they let it waste or was there a lot of deferred maintenance or did something, you know, did a busy arterial go in next to their house or did a really junky neighbor move in?
Yeah, or a big apartment building.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's just so many factors that influence value. My answer to most of those questions, Doug, is it depends.
That's not helpful, Lyle.
Well, but it's honest.
No, it is.
It's honest.
And it's true.
I would rather have the performance of your purchase exceed your expectations than fall short.
Okay.
What do you think, Doug?
Well, lot to think about, but
so are you thinking about buying or selling?
In a sense, both. But but the concern was when you think about selling the cost of it and how appreciation could you break even, you know, but the longer you stay in the unit, the greater the probability of walking away with getting more back than what you put into, at least initially, not even considering inflation.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you owned your home?
Well, I'm actually in a home that my folks own. We're approaching 19 years.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So it's a condo, actually. But,
okay.
So when I sat down and did the calculations, you know, what we paid for it and what the current market value, there's one listed on the street. It's probably closer to 6% over year after year.
Yeah.
Well, the HOA is the hard part about a condominium.
Yeah, and you want to really pay attention to the reserve accounts.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because, you know, there's a balance between having low HOA monthly dues. Doug, do you want to hang around? We've got a hard break we've got to hit here.
Sure.
If you want to hang around, we'll bring you back after the break.
676-5464.
If you've got questions like Doug or other ones, give us a call. We'll be right back.
Follow the rainbow to Silver Reef for your chance to win a share of over $52,000 in prizes. Every Thursday could be your lucky day with hot seat drawings from 6 to 9 p.m. 3 lucky winners will be drawn every hour for a chance to find their very own Lucky Clover. The results are in, and you voted us best casino and best steak in the Northwest. Thank you all for your support. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5 exit 260. We've got that.
At Silver Reef Casino Resort, we've got that. Escape the hustle and bustle of the city and get ready for a fun and relaxation-filled getaway. Luxury hotel rooms? Yep. Championship golf? Mm-hmm. Top-rated casino with all the best slots and table games? Yes and yes. World-class dining at the region's best and Wine Spectator award-winning steakhouse? Yes, please. The total package is only missing one thing. You. Silver Reef Casino Resort. Located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6580. That's 800-583-6580.
Need a job? Full-time, part-time, and seasonal jobs are available now at HireMeWa.com. HireMeWa.com is your hyper-local job board. It's free and easy to use, and you can even upload your resume and let business owners find you. HireMeWa.com, the go-to job board for Northwest Washington, powered by this Cascade Radio Group station and by HF Sinclair. HF Sinclair Puget Sound Refinery in Anacortes is looking for a process operator. There's great pay and benefits. For details on this and other job openings, head to HireMeWa.com today.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Radio Real Estate. 676-KGMI. 676-5464.
I love this song. Oh, it's such a great song.
It is a great song. Emma picked that out for us all on her own. Usually, Rick, just a little behind the scenes a minute. Rick's usually here playing Name That Tune with our producer, Emma Tuscany. And so, since he's in Arizona, lounging by the pool in the sunshine, taking a break from spring training. What's your spring training regime looking like there, Rick?
Well, hey, let me just tell you a really super quick story. This has been a surreal experience. I've been down here, you know, with Alan Fee, who's just absolutely phenomenal. He hosts the Zone, and he asked me to come down here, and we had full access to the Seattle Mariners. I'm outside the I know, sorry,
Rick. But, Rick, I might be a tiny bit jealous. It's pretty
so
cool.
I'm walking down the back hall. Check this out. I'm walking down the back hall, and here comes Ichiro. And I'm just walking back, and he said, "Good morning," and I'm like, "Good morning."
Konnichiwa.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty amazing. I mean, but I have so many stories, and just trip of a lifetime, phenomenal.
Awesome. Have you got to go to spring training before?
No. What's amazing is that they gave us full access. I literally sat in the clubhouse I was able to talk to players. We got interviews.
I went to a hockey game this week.
it was just such the most phenomenal experience ever, and became I mean, just got to know Rick Riz on a personal basis. Such a phenomenal man. And yeah, just as pretty awesome.
Nice. Well, we should probably get back to real estate as much as we love spring training.
Let's go. Let's go.
You know what? And springtime, I got to tell you, you know, spring training for baseball, there's also spring training for real estate.
Yeah.
And it's
absolutely.
When you start to evaluate your place, you look at it, you put on your eyes, and you go, okay, are we going to make a move this year? You know, because now's the time to get ready. Now's the time to get that yard looking good, get your curb appeal going, declutter your house, talk to your realtor.
Hey, Doug, are you still there?
Yes.
Hey, so.
Talk to Doug.
So, yeah, so I think what's really important for you, Doug, is to sit down with your real estate professional and, you know, have them walk you through what the numbers are, what that's going to look like, and then also, you know, getting your place ready.
Yeah, you got to get it ready. And something that you want to really be aware of ahead of time is what those reserve accounts look like for your HOA.
Yeah,
that's critically important. Have they done many improvements on your complex, Doug?
Just a comment. We had paint, but a roof is still 4 to 5 years away.
Yeah. How many units are in the complex?
24.
Okay. So that's like small to medium. You know, and so all of the expenses then get divided 24 ways. And so
capital improvements.
Yeah. So can I ask you a personal question, but not a personal question? How much are the HOAs?
$310.
Oh, okay. So that's not horrible. When we see the really low HOAs, I got to tell you, as a realtor, I get nervous.
Yeah.
Because usually what that means is that when it's time for a roof or time for siding or time for windows, or
you're going to get a levy.
Yeah. You're going to have an assessment, and then you're going to have this extra thing that you're going to have to finance in order to put a new roof on the place, right?
Or give some of your selling proceeds. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. So, well, that's good. It sounds like it's a solid HOA then. But yeah, I would definitely, like Julie says, I would get a hold of a real estate professional.
Sit down.
Get a market evaluation.
Get a proper
find out
evaluation.
What the market price looks like for your place.
Yep.
And then based on that, they can give you a net sheet if that's something you're interested in. You know, you may be able to talk to the HOA and see what the reserve accounts are all looking like. All those things are factors that go into pricing the condominium.
Yep.
Okay. We'll do that.
Helpful?
Yes, very much.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for your call, Doug.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
So Lyle,
well, you know what?
Some other good things to think about when you are...
Yeah, when you're looking for a new place, what do you look for, right? Like I think we mentioned, you know, things that affect value, like a busy street. Or just a messy neighbor.
Yeah, just exactly what Doug was talking about. So, you know, making sure you get buy your house in the right location and the condition of the home.
Right.
Hey.
Well, the other thing is, do you ever, like when you get a new client, looks like we got another call too. Jeff's waiting on the line. But when you get a new client, right, and they tell you what they're looking for. Like Emma's waving the finger at us, so she's looking for a break here pretty soon.
Jeff, hang on. We're going to get to you after the break.
We'll try to wrap this up really fast. You know, they say, well, you know, we kind of want something with some equity opportunity, you know, and it's like, okay, but what are your skill sets?
So how can I add value?
How handy are you?
How can I add value within my wheelhouse?
Right. I mean, in other words, you know, so you don't get by money way over your head, right? Because I think that's one of the things people do sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things we're really good at doing is running out of time. You're listening to Radio Real Estate.
All right. See you on the other side, everybody.
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
If you're craving great-tasting food and local brews in an atmosphere that's making headline news, look no further than the Newsroom Pub. Lunch or dinner, it's always a top story when you visit the Newsroom Pub. Their locally sourced menu will delight with offerings of Dutch delicacies, uniquely battered fish and chips, salads, hot-pressed sandwiches, and many other pub favorites. Plus, always making the front page are their incredibly delicious smash burgers, a must-try.
Hi, I'm Brandon Brink, owner-manager of the Newsroom Pub in Lincoln. but I also raise the beef used on our popular smash burgers. I invite you to visit our pub, enjoy the fresh food, decor, and design built to capture the historic charm of the old Linden Tribune.
The newsroom's drinks are local as well, featuring craft beers, wines, and ciders. Also, the bar offers a variety of house cocktails and custom-made hard drinks. It's a headline trifecta with good brews, good food, and good news always at the newsroom pub. Visit them today in beautiful downtown Linden next to the mural or online at thenewsroompub.com.
How'd we earn our reputation for repairs you can trust? Great mechanics? Yeah. Quality parts? Absolutely. But the real secret is knowing the most important part of every vehicle is the driver.
And here's your keys. She's all ready.
Right on time. Thanks.
With over 30 years of service, you can trust Bellingham Automotive to help you with any regular maintenance needs or unexpected repairs. Schedule your appointment at 360-676-5200 or visit bellinghamautomotive.com.
Hello, folks. This is Phil George. I'm an elder law and estate planning attorney here in Bellingham, and I would like to invite you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on KGMI for the Aging Hour. If you have questions about Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care costs, probates, wills, trusts, or anything else that has to do with aging, this is the radio show for you. Studies show that more than 70% of estate plans fail when families need them the most. Join us every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m., and we can show you how to set your family up for success.
He's always stood out. She moves to her own beat. The word ordinary has never applied. BrightStar Care is more than standard home care. Our nurses create personalized plans and oversee and evolve them to fit your needs. Our agencies earn the highest accreditation in healthcare, and we offer 24/7 nurse availability throughout the care journey. Because your loved ones are one of a kind, and they deserve one of a kind care.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Israel says Palestinian civilians in Rafah will be given safe routes out before a ground assault. Richard Makepeace with the medical aid for Palestinians says many won't go.
People are weak. Children are weak. There are babies. People might simply be fatalistic and say that they'd rather stay together as a family and die together rather than dying on the road, trying to get somewhere where they'll probably be attacked again.
Fulton County DA Fani Willis is staying on the Georgia election interference case. Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade is not. Your CBS's Nicole Killian.
It was kind of a split decision in the sense that the judge said that in order for the district attorney to stay on the case, that Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor, must sever ties.
At least three people have been killed by tornadoes in the central U.S. This man is a business owner in Arkansas.
Most of our tax return stuff and everything else was not damaged, but there was one area that we've got wet.
CBS News Brief.
So that was Emma. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Welcome back.
I'm just over here.
We just are just talking. Having a good time. We always do. You know, if you guys could see in the studio, I hope it sounds like we're having fun because we really do have a good time. 676-KGMI, 676-5464. It is your week
to call in
with questions, concerns, whatever. Try to keep it real estate related.
So, Mr. Jeff.
Jeff is on the line. He's been waiting patiently.
Thank you for waiting, Jeff. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Where are you at, Jeff?
I'm in Bellingham.
Okay.
This is kind of a question for all you guys. Me and my wife are thinking of putting our house on the market.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. I know when you get an offer, you have to usually, the buyer gets an appraisal.
If they have lending.
Correct. Right. And we don't really know how to price our house. My question is, have you guys ever experienced getting an offer on a house, putting a price on it, and then when it gets appraised, have the appraisal come in lower? than the selling price.
So we were just talking about that offline.
Yeah, we were talking about that over the break. It happens, Jeff. It doesn't happen a lot. I've probably seen two of those in 11 years. One was because the appraiser shorted us on square footage.
I literally had the exact same thing.
And so it was like, $8,000 low. And then another one was like $180,000 low, which,
really?
Yeah, and it was new construction, and we had great comps, and everybody's like, okay.
Did you fight them?
The buyers just brought more money into the table and just kind of said, whatever. Everybody agreed that the appraiser was nuts in that case. And
you put them on the...
Moved forward, and then we put them on that. We blacklist. Don't get to choose appraisers, but we can say... anybody except, and we can list ones we don't want.
So let me say this really quick to you, Jeff. As long as your real estate professional provides you with good comparatives, maybe something else in your neighborhood that's similar enough. And then a lot of times too, it's the market speaking. We're seeing multiple offers again. We're seeing a lot of sellers are in the driver's seat activity that a good appraiser assesses that.
Yeah. They'll look at all those factors.
They'll ask, do you have multiple offers? So it's not a problem until it's a problem.
would like the buyer's real estate agent, like when you make the offer, would the agent say, hey, I think this house is price too high, you should maybe come down on price because I don't think it's going to appraise.
Would the
real estate agent probably have a good idea saying these guys are asking too much? Or
it's funny you say that. I've encountered that recently. Let me put it this way.
Really?
When you're there are agents, and I'm not going to name any names, I'm not going to point any fingers, but sometimes buyer's agents impose their opinion too heavily and too deeply into the transaction.
Well, that's true.
I had a case on a $1 million plus home that's huge and gorgeous on a little over an acre with a $8 million view. And I had this one agent who kept coming back and telling us that we were overpriced, telling us that we were overpriced, telling us that we were overpriced.
Did you say go away and have a nice day?
Making ridiculous offers. So anyway, in the course of that conversation, and it was in another county, so it wasn't one of our guys here, and he was from yet another county. And it's like the market speaks. You know, one of the things that we do when we list a home, we know that if you're not getting showings in the first 14 days, not getting very many showings, or you're getting a lot of traffic and no offers, that's the market speaking and saying the price is too high. You know,
What about when, you know, every year you get your tax assessment?
Yes.
From the county, would that be a good, if it's pretty close to your selling price, would that be a pretty good ballpark to go off
of? Right now the county is trying to, if you haven't noticed, and I'm certain you have, they are trying to get closer to value. They've been so low for so long. They're working hard to.
I would say this.
What?
I would say
that's
that
what I'm seeing.
All their algorithms are based on appraised value, or assessed value. So how that works is if you're looking at, I'm not going to curse and use their name on here, but a company that does estimates that start with a Z, all of those are what are called algorithmic pricing. And so what they do is they look at what percentage above or below assessed value other homes in the area are selling for, and then they just it automatically adds or subtracts that amount from your assessed value.
And that uses the nuts and bolts. How many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, square footage, lot size.
Right.
And they've never seen your home.
And they've never walked through your house to see all the great things you've done to bring it up to
date. Because our house is kind of, in our neighborhood, it's kind of unique. We're a two-story house. We have a three-car garage. All the other houses around here really don't have that. We are like almost almost 1,000 square foot bigger than all the houses on our street. So I'm just, our house is kind of an oddball. So I just kind of, we're kind of wondering how to price it.
Well, your real estate professional should find comparatives that, that, you know, have a three-car garage, have that same kind of square footage.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not always just right in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
They can broaden the scope a little bit.
Yeah, Jeff, let me jump in just real quick. One of the most important things is the communication with your agent and building. I mean, your agent is the one that really has your best interest in mind.
Should.
And we have no idea, you know, what a buying agent, what their motive is. You know, if they're coming back and they're saying, "Hey, it's too high, or whatever." You know, and like Lyle said, I mean, the market will speak. I mean, if you're in the pocket and you're dialed in, you know, there's a great chance, you know, it will sell. I mean, and can sell.
Hey, guys, I hate to cut in. We're up against a hard break. Jeff, if you want to hang around, we'll pick this up right after the break. You're listening to KGMI Radio Real Estate. We'll be right back.
Back in a minute.
Gearing up for spring? The staff at Kent's is too. Their first shipments of the season have arrived. Freshly dug from the growing fields, gorgeous magnolias, castle ball holly, and stunning coral bark maples. Plus, the fruit trees have also arrived. Apples, pears, quince, cherries, plums, filberts, and walnuts, and so much more. Kent's is now open daily. Stop in and let the staff at Kent's Garden and Nursery help you get your spring off to a good start. They know what to plant and where, and they've got everything to make your own sustainable garden flourish. Don't know where to start? Ask about their custom plant design service. You'll learn to create the sustainable garden of your dreams.
Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, come out to Kent's with 5.5 acres of plants to inspire you. Talk to their experts. They'll know how to put your garden on the right path for both you and future generations to enjoy. Kent's Garden and Nursery, the largest nursery in town, on Northwest in Bellingham and online at kentsgardenandnursery.com.
When you buy a Subaru from Dewey Griffin, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and reliability that will last a long, long time. Simply put, you are buying trust. Celebrate them both now with special offers during the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now through April 1st. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru-certified tire and service center in Whatcom County.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI Traffic Alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are, and if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate. Hey, Lyle. Hey, Rick.
Good morning. I love this song.
Me too. That's
you say
funny.
That to all the songs.
Hey, we were just talking to Jeff about appraisals and how to price your property correctly. And so a couple things I was saying to Lyle that I always say to my sellers is the things that you can control on the onset are your price and the condition of your property. And then the market speaks to you after
it's
that.
It's all market driven.
It's all
market
driven.
You get to choose the price where you start, and then you get to agree or disagree with what the market brings you.
And you can, of course,
first things you,
know, you
can do
you
to hedge your bet, right?
Accept your terms or reject them.
Yep.
So Jeff, it sounds like you have maybe the nicest house on your street, honestly.
Yeah, not to brag, but
okay, go ahead.
That happens. I owned one of those one time too.
Yeah. So I was just curious, like you said, if say we put it on the market and we're getting, you know, it's on the market for 2-3 weeks and we get like a dozen showings and say you've got even if you got an offer or two, that should say to the appraiser, hey, it's reasonably priced.
You know, I would be shocked. Honestly, I would be shocked if you got a low appraisal.
Especially in Bellingham, if you're in, you know, more or less Bellingham city limits.
I would be shocked. I would not live in fear of a low appraisal.
The only time I've had a low appraisal was out in the county at a weird custom house.
Well, and they're not going to just pull comps off your street. You know, they're going to pull recent sales comps within the last 6 months in Bellingham. They'll make market adjustments. They'll do all the things.
Rest easy.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make you feel better, Jeff?
A little bit. Okay.
You know, your home is worth what your home is worth, right? You know, and some of the appraisers will tell you that the best measure of value is a mutually accepted arm's length contract between a buyer and a seller.
I know who that is.
I do too.
It's true though. Right. If, you know, if somebody's willing to pay what you are offering your property at, then that's the best sign that it should appraise for what someone's willing to pay.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. That helps.
Yeah, you bet. Well, good luck.
As well, one last thing. If your realtor is doing a really good job, they might be able to push on the buyer to add an addendum that adds a down payment in case of a low appraisal.
Or you can make them waive their appraisal. There's all sorts of things that can be done.
There's a bunch of things that, you know, your real estate professional can do to have your back on that issue if there is any concern.
Low appraisals just don't happen very often, I got to say.
So, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
676-KGMI, 676-5464. You're listening to Radio Real Estate. We'd love to hear your questions. We've had some great questions today.
Really
some,
good.
Some good topics from listeners. And if you'd like to jump in, we'd love to have you.
And funny story, I don't know if you heard my phone ring, but that was a lender.
Of course it was a lender.
On a Saturday morning.
Pesky lenders.
Yeah, just want to talk about the rates, I guess. You know.
Yeah, well, you already covered that, so that's good.
We're good on that.
But, you know, it's interesting because Jeff brought up a great point. Jeff's got the biggest house, kind of got the biggest, nicest house in his neighborhood, you know, and sometimes people worry about that.
I just don't worry about it. I think if you have a nice home and somebody's willing to pay what you're offering it at.
You know what? If you liked it, probably someone else will too.
Right?
You know.
Especially a three-car garage. Who doesn't need a three-car garage?
That's right. One stall for your car and two for junk. Or
vice versa.
Two for cars and one for junk.
Or maybe a lawnmower.
Right? You know, and bicycles and all the stuff.
Workout room.
Right?
Whatever you want to do.
That extra space is amazing. So, you know, but it is true. You know, some of the things that happen, like sometimes I'll get people who've lived in town forever and always wanted that place in the country with a shop and 5 acres and elbow room and all the things, right? And so they're 55 or 60. They got an empty nest. They sell their place in town, and now we're looking for something with 5 acres.
And they're going to need that John Deere lawnmower.
They're going to need something. You know, and the question, I always have these conversations with people because, you know, I say, you know, one of the things about property is that you love it and you start out owning it and it ends up owning you.
Well, and you
5 acres is a lot to mow, baby.
It's a lot unless you are farming that out for somebody to come and hay it, which is what a lot of people in the county do.
But it's small for hay. 5 acres is just a little piece. A lot of the guys don't even like to hardly mess with them.
No,
you know?
If it's flat and good, then they're going to.
And then you got to keep it fenced. And if you got, then if you get beef animals or something.
Yeah, but maybe it's already done.
Can you tell I'm
Lyle,
like.
Lyle, you're really.
I know, right? I know what you're saying.
I'm hitting Lyle with paper.
Those are really great questions.
No, but that's a good. Those are good
to
points.
To realistically ask yourself, right?
Yeah.
You know, am I committed to this, right? Because it's a big lifestyle change and a big responsibility.
It can be a
change.
Lot of more maintenance.
Right?
That you weren't. What do you got, Rick? I hear you.
And how handy are you?
I mean, there's the dream, right?
There's
and
the
then
dream.
There's reality. I had clients that, you know, they're coming from Nebraska, like, hey, we would love to get 5 acres and a house, and, you know, and the more that, you know, we talked about it, they're like, but they wanted to see, you know, one particular house, and And one of the things that they said is, like, we just don't want, you know, neighbors, you know, looking into our windows, you know, in the back or that, you know. So we really want property. Well, they walked into this house and there was no neighbors, you know, on one side. There was no neighbors on the back.
And they were loving it.
The most awesome neighbors on the other side. And they loved the house. The house checked every single box. So they went from wanting 5 acres to going, you know, this makes more sense to us. It's closer to the freeway.
Oh, they had a reality check is what you're saying.
Yeah. And when they walked, it was so interesting. And what, you know, they were saying is that, you know, especially the wife said, I will know when I know, and that's when I'll know.
That's awesome. So, hey, Rick, we're going to take another quick break. And then, hey, everybody, call in with your real estate questions, concerns, or otherwise, 360-676-5465, or KGMI.
5464.
KGMI.
KGMI.
Call in.
We'll be right back.
And we'll be right back. Thanks a lot.
Have you been laid off? How about never had a job? Do you now work at a bunch of part-time jobs but can't make ends meet? We may be able to help. Northwest Workforce Council has programs to help people who want to train for an in-demand, full-time career that pays a good wage. If this sounds good to you and you want to work full-time, we may be able to help. To learn more, go to nwc-connect.org and click on Job Seeker Services. Fill out the application and we will get in touch with you to see if you are eligible. Or visit our office at 101 Prospect Street in Bellingham. Northwest Workforce Council is a proud partner of WorkSource and is an equal opportunity program. Auxiliary aids and services are available upon request for individuals with disabilities. Washington Relay Service 711. For more information about program funding, visit nwboard.org/about/federal-resources.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Welcome back.
I'm just sitting here grooving.
I love this song.
I'm channeling you.
Oh, wait.
Rick.
Okay. Yeah. Emma, you have a new mission. Find a song that Rick does not like.
It's going to be hard.
Oh, that's funny. So, you know, speaking to what you were talking about, Rick, you know, having clients that want this one thing, but then they find something else. I've had that happen so many times.
Oh, yeah. The things they tell you they don't want, well, and then they choose.
Or how much money they want to spend.
Oh, yeah. Mattress money.
Okay. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do they'll say, okay, I want to spend this amount and I want to go over it. And you'll go look at 10 houses in that price range. And then they drove by one with a flyer in the flyer box, and they go, Julie, I want to see this one. And then that was the one that they bought.
Yep.
And it was like $150K or $200 more than whatever.
It's mattress money, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Coffee can buried in the backyard.
Right?
Yeah, me and my clients were just basically, hey, we just want to take a look at houses, kind of gauge the market, you know, and we'll fly back again, and we'll kind of figure this out, and all of a sudden, they found this house that was
just to them.
It was perfect. She knew, and he knew, and you know, he happened to be a you know, nationally known architect. So I learned a lot about architecture as I was there.
That's fascinating.
But there was something incredible about just at that moment. I mean, I looked at her and she knew. I knew it was over. I mean, we had like 5 other houses are going to look at it. And she's like, I just don't want to see any others. And so we went for it. And it was kind of a miracle. We won it because we were up against that full cash offer. But they you know, we had to do some concessions. You know, we had to put in, you know, non-refundable, you know, earnest money and a lot of it. But it worked. And when people see what they want, they're willing to maybe go a little bit, you know, kind of just stretch a little bit when just either financially or just because it's really they get connected, you know, to emotionally connected.
Totally. People, you know, to totally get emotionally connected. You know what's really interesting? Will almost always be a home that becomes the standard of comparison. So when you're looking at a number of homes, pretty soon you'll notice that your buyers will start comparing everything to a certain home.
Yeah.
And when you hear that, that's a pretty good tell that probably that's the one.
Or they want that particular view.
I knew they wanted this when she said, this reminds me so much of our home in Nebraska. And he said, yeah, this is better. And I knew, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So, you know, I knew that this was the one, you know, that they really wanted.
You're such a matchmaker. Well,
Chuck Woolery right here. Love connection.
It's just like that whole thing of don't get fixated. Don't get fixated on buying what's available, because stuff is always continually coming on the market.
It's like the sushi belt. I'm telling you guys, it's like the sushi belt. You just sit there and you wait.
Lyle, you're making me hungry.
For the right one to come by, right? You know, and all the plates are color-coded. Everything's got a different price. And when the right fresh sushi comes along, there you go. Boom, and it is.
Yeah, I learned a lot about the emotional, you know, roller coaster, you know, on this particular transaction with my clients, because they would continue to say, this is really the one we want, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then they text me and say, boy, we think we're going to puke, you know, because we hadn't pended, you know, it was competition, right? I mean, like they really
you got to
manage those expectations.
You got to remember, we're all jaded.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
true. We are not going to live there. And that's why we're able to do a good job, because we don't have that emotional connection. But you bring up a great point in that we need to be cognizant of that. You know what else we have to be cognizant of? We are running out of time. Can you believe it? Already?
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time. But yeah, it was really great of everybody to call in. Thanks to Jeff and Doug.
And thanks to Emma, our awesome producer over here. We're talking
Rick
over
from
and
spring
running
training.
Out of time.
We might be jealous.
I am.
I'll be in the studio next week.
Oh, he's tanned. He's rested. He's ready.
That's right, baby.
All right. You've been listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
We'll hear from you next week. Oh, we have a special guest next week.
We do.
And Alicia
42nd
Rule?
District Rep Alicia Rule will be with us.
And then also, if you want
Run out
to
of time.
Get us on Facebook.